Listen, I need you to find one person sitting close to you. Well, I got about 40% of my voice left. And I need you to declare and decree some things over their life. Look at them and smile at them. Tell them, say, I got a word for you. Tell them, say, I got a word that's going to encourage you. This is what I need you to tell them. Tell them for me. Say,
neighbor, you're stronger. Tell them. Tell them you're wise.
It's a talk, y'all.
Tell them you're better. So much better. Now scream, you made it. Holler, you made it.
Find somebody else real fast. Tell them, say, neighbor, I got a word for you. Say, I got a word that's going to encourage you. Tell them, say, I got a word that's going to build you. Tell them, say, I got a word that's going to strengthen you. Look at somebody real fast and smile at them and tell them these words for me. Help me, say.
Say, neighbor, you're stronger. Tell them you're wise.
So talk to somebody.
Tell them you're better.
You know, people always ask the question, you know, how in the world did you come up with the song Never Would Have Made It? It's hard to believe that Never Would Have Made It is around 18 years old. I'm blown away, family, because Never Would Have Made It was literally written during a time when I lost my dad. My dad transitioned from this life to life eternal almost 18 years ago. And at my local church in City of Grand Rapids, Michigan, the Lighthouse for Life Center Church, every Sunday we would get up and we would close our praise and worship set with a song entitled I'll Praise You. The song was, even if I'm going through, I'll praise you. Even if my rent is due, I'll still praise you. If my back is against the wall, and even if I don't feel like praising it at all, I'm still going to praise you. And this particular Sunday, I came in not even thinking about needing to have a day off. I came in thinking that I was going to be strong enough to minister that particular Sunday. And I walked into the sanctuary and I looked at my church, having just buried my father on that particular Thursday evening, a Thursday afternoon, and everything was normal. My ushers were in place, my deacons were in place, my choir, my praise team, everybody was just functioning as normal, and I was just broken on the inside. And I broke down crying. I just broke down crying, and I couldn't pull myself together. And then I remember very vividly getting up and walking to the podium and stopping the praise team and stopping the musicians. And I just started singing these words. I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. I would have lost my mind, but now I see how you've been there for me. And after this, I'm going to be stronger. I'm going to be wiser. I'm going to be better. Strangely enough, people think that I probably sat down and just wrote out that song. And the truth of the matter is that it happened in a spontaneous moment. And it's hard to believe, y'all, that one of the most challenging seasons of my life birthed the song that has transcended time, and not only transcended time, but culture, as well as musical genres. It's mind-blowing that people like Lil Wayne, it's mind-blowing that people like Yeezy, it's mind-blowing that people like T.I., it's mind-blowing that all of these different hip-hop artists, DJ Khaled, have called me and have sampled this music, and not only sampled this music, but, you know, have shared with me how this song has literally impacted their lives. And I realize that the reason why it has is because all of us at one point have had a Never Would Have Made It moment. And because we've had Never Would Have Made It moments, we needed something that will encourage us to get through some of the most challenging seasons of our lives. You know, that's my little soliloquy, if you will, about how Never Would Have Made It was written and where it came from. And believe it or not, you almost didn't hear it if it wasn't for my late wife, Dr. Melinda P. Sapp, nagging me to record it. The truth of the matter is that you probably would have never heard it. But thanks be to God, I listened to a nagging wife. And because I listened to her, all of us are making it. And we're stronger, we're wiser, and we're better.